There are two general categories of driver who are subject to zero alcohol drink driving. The first are young drivers on provisional licenses under 25. They're required to have a zero alcohol level at all times. The prosecuting manual gives some discretion up to 0.2, but it's very, very easy if you've been out the previous evening, you're going to work early, or you've had one drink at a function or a family gathering, to be then in the car and be caught at 0.24 or 0.3. That can be fatal because you are unable to get a work license. The statutory minimum period of disqualification is 3 months, and it sets you as a driver up as a repeat offender. That is, any time in the next 5 years, if you're caught again. And irrespective of your license category, for the year after you've gone back to driving after that 3 month disqualification, and remember that's only a minimum, you have to have another year as a zero alcohol driver, and it creates quite a high risk category of driver where inadvertently they may consume even just low or modest amounts of alcohol and then drive within a few hours. If they're caught as a repeat offender within a 5 year period, they must then install interlock on the car, and that can cause significant difficulties for people in the workplace where they're required to drive multiple vehicles. The second category, regardless of age and regardless of license status, is someone who's been through the court, and it may only be low range drink driving, general range, 0.6 for example, for the next 12 months once that driver starts driving again, they must maintain a zero alcohol level. Their license has that probationary grade status, and if they're charged again within that 12 months, even again at a low level like 0.3, they will then face a higher minimum disqualification period and then be required to put interlock on their car before they can drive again. And the interlock provision applies to any repeat offence situation within a 5 year period, which is quite a long period of time. So a person caught at 0.6 and then 4 years later caught at 0.6 again would be required to put interlock on their car. It's a very risky category to be in, and any driver must take real care when they're at a zero alcohol level requirement.